right, this is the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast. I'm hyped up for this. I got my man Dean Collins, a young shooter. He's had some adventures. We're going to be talking about some TV movie reviews and the adventures of a young shooter shooting coming up. I'm trying to get my man come to San Francisco Tuesday, May 9th, because the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast is going to be in San Fran Tuesday, May 9th. Then we're going to Seattle May 11th. And then we're going to be in Vancouver May 13th for the first ever international performance. Who wants the young shooter to come May 9th to San Francisco? Fend questions, perform with G Moody, whose last name rhymes with duty. I think he should come up there. This is the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast. Listen to this funk, and I'll be right back with my man Dean Collins, a.k.a. the young shooter. The Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast is sponsored by Casper Mattress, an obsessively engineered mattress at a shockingly fair price. You could try a Casper mattress for 100 nights risk-free in your home. If you do not love it, they will pick it up and refund you everything. With over 20,000 reviews online and an average of 4.8 stars, Casper is quickly becoming the internet's most popular mattress. They have sheets, they have pillows, they even have doggy beds. Go to Casper.com. Save $50 towards any mattress purchase by visiting www.casper.com/Rappaport. Use the promo code Rappaport. Try a Casper mattress 100 nights risk-free in your home. If you don't love it, they will pick it up and refund you everything. Go to www.casper.com/Rappaport.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
All right, this is the Iron Rapport Dean. It's the mic's right there, so when you do it, move it again. Just move it. Dean, don't make the fucking that noise on the fucking show.
I have to take some shit out of
But you should. Please
I'm
stop.
It out of my
stop.
Pocket. Okay.
Stop.
It's on the table.
Stop.
Okay.
Hi, this is the Iron Rapport Stereo. Stop it, fucking Dean.
Okay.
Stop moving your fucking shit near the mics. It's the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast. I'm in here with a friend of the podcast. He goes by the name of Dean Collins. Some people call him.
Nobody calls me that. No one just fucking coughs, and that's my name.
Some people call him the young shooter. He's earned that nickname. Some people call me the human phlegm machine.
No one has to see it as much as I do.
See what?
Just the amount of phlegm that fucking exits your body is.
Do you think there's something wrong with me?
Yeah, I do.
What do you think it is?
I have no idea. And I don't think it's anything serious, but it's just maybe that's just in your fucking gene pool of just you just have a fucking I don't know, just this cough that's just lingering for years.
I know.
It's disgusting.
I know.
It's actually disgusting.
I know.
It happens in meetings, it happens at the movies.
We were just at a big meeting, me and Dean. I actually had the meeting and sometimes me and Dean will have meetings together. This particular meeting, let's be honest.
Yep.
I was just supposed to go to the meeting and Dean drove me. As a favor.
Yeah.
As a favor.
Sure.
As a paid gig.
No, we haven't done any paid things in a long time.
Well, I did tell the people that we did do the MeUndies, LA Clippers short film, long form commercial that's just coming probably in the next 10 days.
It's coming. I have to see a contract or any payment, but.
Don't worry.
Okay.
Well, why are you bringing up.
No, I'm not. You brought
so
up
what do you think you're
going to
get? You're going to get screwed out of money?
No, not at all. I mean, you know,
I don't think you're going to get screwed out of money.
Co-directing it. Editing.
I'm going to give you co-directing and editing.
That's fine.
Co-directing, editing.
That sounds
that's it.
Fair for sure.
Fair. Like it would be generous to do something else. Yeah, it'd be generous to do more.
I mean, that's what you
co-directing and editing of the soon to be released.
Yeah,
MeUndies, LA Clippers short film that we did with MeUndies, which I love those underwear.
So nice.
So
I actually
soft,
felt them. For
so
the
comfortable.
First.
And it's all about the lounge pants. The
it's
lounge pants
the lounge
are a
pants.
Game changer.
Okay. Okay.
What?
I felt the lounge pants for the first time ever. And because I've never actually felt MeUndies, I always see the marketing is amazing with MeUndies. But I actually, during that shoot, I grabbed a pair of them out of the box, and they are literally the softest. I get what the hype is all about, is what I'm trying to say. They're incredible.
So we did a little long form commercial short. I wouldn't call it a short film. It's a commercial.
It's definitely not a short film.
Little thing. We did a little thing. We got it. It's coming soon. It's about a week away.
Yeah.
That the shooter helped with.
Cool, man.
And you're going to get paid.
That's great.
So don't insinuate and try to put out there like I'm screwing you in any way, shape, or form.
I'm not at all.
But she did do that at the top of the show. Let's move forward.
Okay. We were talking about the cough, and I just wanted to say one thing about the cough
before
we move forward. See, I could deal with just a cough that just fucking lasts forever, because that's what I feel like that's been the case with you. It's just, it's gotten worse. It's the cough, whatever. But the amount of times that you're like loogieing out the window or just in front of people for the first time that you're meeting, that's where it just takes it to a whole other level.
Oh, we were talking about the meeting.
Exactly. And I'm just saying, while we were
sitting
down. We
had a meeting
down,
and it was outside. It was outside an office in a little lounge area. It was outside.
You had a coughing fit.
You shouldn't call it a coughing fit, because that's insulting.
What would you call it?
A coughing fit. But were you saying that the way you're saying
it? You're calling
it. The tone that you're saying it? It's insulting to me.
But you just called it a coughing fit.
Well, I'm just going off of what you said. But you take your fucking dusty feet off the furniture, Dean.
You know what? I want to talk about that too, really quick.
Every time
I enter,
you got your fucking dog shit socks.
I literally have socks on. That's it. But
cat hairs on the socks. Cat hairs on the socks, and you got this your feet all over the couch.
Okay, can I just say one thing, though?
Yes, sir.
Every fucking time I enter your house, because you got a nice, fancy new house now. It's a great house.
Old house, the same thing.
No, it's actually not true at all.
Yes,
it
was.
I never had to do that, ever.
Yeah, it was.
But you always make me take off my shoes when I enter the door. And
yeah, that's right.
That's fine.
I take them off. Everybody takes them off.
But
I don't have to clean up from after you.
That's fine. But when you enter my house, it's like, you were laying in my bed yesterday. You were laying in my bed doing your coughing shit in my bed.
Covering my mouth.
You took.
I not have a cough and flu mask that I wear? And what did you do?
You shamed me. The funny thing about that is you wear it when you don't cough. And then when you have these coughing fits, the mask comes off all of a sudden. But I want to say one thing. You entered my house the other day. Yeah. I opened the door.
Yeah.
You were very pissed off that I made you wait for a couple minutes outside, whatever. I opened the door. Yeah. What was the first thing you said to me?
I need to use the bathroom.
That's it. So the first thing you said to me was, I need to use the bathroom. Okay. So you go straight into the guest bathroom.
Yep.
You destroyed that toilet. destroyed that toilet.
Yes, Trent.
And then you come upstairs. You're pissed off because we're doing this editing thing. You're pissed off that there's no chair for you. But my computer is right next to my bed. So you could sit on the bed.
So I have to sit on the bed while you're in the computer chair.
Yeah,
editor. You're in a business chair, but I don't want to lay in your bed.
Sorry, I'm not going
to. You act like you telling me to lay in your bed is some sort of favor. No one wants to lay in that fucking bed.
Brother, I didn't ask you to lay in the bed. I just said you could sit at the edge of the bed while we edit, but you chose to be on Instagram and lay in my bed, put your shit all
over
my bed.
In your bed.
You actually, sort of, but
no, I didn't.
On top of the sheets. Anyway, let's just move forward. Because
can I have that blanket that's underneath
feet?
Give me the blanket.
Rocky start. You sound really
cashmere,
hostile.
Don't touch it. Okay, so this is the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast. What have you been watching?
What I've been watching, I watched both Chappelle's specials.
Did you watch them both?
I personally really liked them. I liked the first one more than the second one, the one that took place in L.A. There's a cool Fife Dog tribute at the end of that one.
I saw the first one.
Okay, so what did you think of the first one?
I thought it was good. I gotta be honest.
Yeah.
I thought it was good. I didn't think it was like groundbreaking.
No.
You know who's special? I was very surprised that I liked, because I never really paid attention to him, and it's because of my own sort of preconceived notions.
Joe Rogan?
Total new respect for him. Trevor Noah's Netflix special is fucking dope.
That's what I've heard.
Yo, he does some really, really, really good stuff on there, and he's very talented. He does like all the different voices and accents, and homeboy, he does this bit with the first, it's an imagined first meeting with Obama and Nelson Mandela, and basically Nelson Mandela is giving him speech lessons on how to give a speech and how to use his voice. is very, 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 very good. The whole thing is very good. How is the second part of Chappelle's?
Look, I was laughing. I watched them both two times in a row because I watched it with my friends.
You watched them two times in a row?
Yeah, because I watched it by myself, and then I watched it with my friends to show them. But I really liked it. And
your friends don't have their own Netflix accounts?
They do, but it's just like they're lagging. I don't know. I'm like, you got to watch the Chappelle's thing. Look, the thing with Chappelle is I grew up on watching Chappelle's show when I was 13.
Did you see me in the pilot?
I was just going to say, I was going to give you a plug. You don't have to say it. I was going to give you the plug.
I don't think you were.
Yeah, I did.
Saw me in the pilot. Pop copy, the first episode.
The pop copy
of
episode. Chappelle's show.
I was in.
Great. And you did a great job.
Thank you.
I can't say I remembered you.
Thank you.
Until I met you.
Bullshit.
No, like I didn't remember that episode.
That's not cool.
No, I love the episode now, but I'm just saying I didn't put two and two together that you were the copy guy. And anyway,
a lot of people think that me being in the pilot is what we're able to propel it to, you know, going to series, and the rest is history. I'm not saying that I agree with that.
I can understand that.
Other people have debated that.
And anyway, did he invite you to the
what? To the what?
To the special when it was out in LA?
No, he didn't invite me to the special. I know. He did not. I'm not on that list.
Why? You're in the pilot.
Fuck, who knows? Who knows? I like Dave Chappelle. Known him for a long time.
Whatever. I really liked it. I grew up on Chappelle's show.
You grew up on Chappelle's show.
In middle school. I was in middle school when that came out. And we were all fucking diehard fans of it.
Yeah.
We're devastated when they canceled it but he left after the second season. And
it wasn't the second season. It was like the fourth season.
It wasn't the fourth, was it?
It wasn't the second season.
It
There's
felt
not
like
only
the second.
Two seasons. No. No. No.
Maybe
There's
it
not
was the third.
Two- No, I think it was like the fourth or maybe fifth. I don't know. I don't fact check.
It's a lot of seasons. Anyway, it was just good to see Chappelle back in the spotlight.
Is
doing
the second
his thing.
One better than the first one?
I think the first one.
They're both extension. Are they sort of extensions of each other?
Yeah, they're extensions of each other. I like the whole OJ bit in the first one. I thought it was really good. Anyway, Chappelle was. I really liked.
He's great.
But on Netflix, the show that I love. Is Love.
I've been hearing that. Now, what is
the
show?
I think it's a great show. I don't know if it's for you. It's kind of like a... I don't know if you would like the lead guy in it, Paul
Rust. Is he like hipster?
It's a little hipster, silver... It's like about...
Do they play like...
Gillian Jacobs from Community.
But what kind of music is in? Is it all like indie rock?
Oh, it's cool. Yeah, they actually have really...
Like coffee house music?
Not coffee house, but they have like
hey,
good
I'm
shit.
In a coffee house. This is what
like
I'm listening
to. Like Spoon. I love Spoon. They play Spoon. They play...
What about the group that we shouted out on here that
Portugal the Man?
Do they play any Portugal the Man?
I don't know if they did.
You played me some Portugal the Man since the
Portugal
last time
the
you
Man.
Brought up Portugal the
Shout
Man.
Shout out to John from Portugal the Man.
I've asked you for about a year now to make me... A sort of alternative indie rock playlist, like I call it a chill playlist, and I can't get that from you.
Well,
that's like pulling fucking teeth.
Well, here's
from you.
The thing: you've asked for it, but then I play you some of my indie rock shit that I listen to, and you're always like, "Turn this shit off." You'll like halfway through the song, you're like, you jump ship. You're
but
not
then
about
some
it.
Of them, I'm like, "Yo, this is dope."
I played you Portugal the Man. You fucking loved them.
I like
you?
That guy,
and I saw his show, John's show. Portugal
wait,
the Man.
Wait. Is his name John or Portugal?
His name is John.
His name
is
he's really
a lead
Portugal?
Singer. He's a guitarist. No, his name is not Portugal.
Well, it's fucking, Portugal the Man.
Yeah, but how many guys do you know that are named Portugal?
I thought that's why he named it into a band. Like, hey, I got a fucked up name. I'm going to make something
good
out of it.
I'm not sure why, but it's a good group name.
Anyway, so you saw their show since you...
And I took my man Logan Lerman to the show.
He thinks he's too fucking good to be on the podcast
now. Yeah, he's like, yeah. Mr. Actor Logan
Big
Lerman.
Big time actor.
We were fucking, we were just like blown away by
You'd
the
love
show.
The show.
Blown
okay, let's
away.
Stay focused on love. Is it loving
Sorry.
Or love?
Love. It's just love. It's just love.
And it's like, oh, I'm young. I'm a weirdo.
Yeah,
like,
it's
I
like,
wear weird. Is this the show? Hey, yeah. I'm young. I'm a weirdo. I wear like socks with personalities. And hey, I'm looking to find a girl that I fall in love with. And we're both weird. And my name's like, is any character's name
Gus.
Aubrey?
His name is Gus.
Gus.
And her name is Mickey.
Mickey and Gus.
Yes. Okay. Yes, brother. But who
I
told,
heard the show's really good.
It's a really good show. I think they picked up seasons 2 and 3 at the same time. So I've been waiting for season 2. I like season 2 a lot more than season 1. It's very LA. It's a very LA show. And it's really good. Just
and
go
is it a
it.
Comedy?
It's a comedy.
And it's like
some funny people in it. It's a comedy.
Young
some
people?
Touching moments.
Like your
yeah,
age?
Young. No older. Actually, he looks, he's got the biggest, the lead guy, Paul Rust. He's a very funny actor. I think he started in UCB, Upright Citizens Brigade, all that shit. He's almost 40. He looks a lot younger, but he's got one of the biggest noses I've ever seen, ever, ever. And I'm not like making fun of him. I think he's great. But when he does a profile, like when his profile is shown on the show, you're like, holy shit, he looks like one of the characters from Beetlejuice, like with just the nose going all the way out. He's like that.
But and this is the guy who plays Gus.
He plays Gus.
And he's falling in love with Mickey.
Mickey.
Despite
and she
the
falls
fact that he's got a beak.
He's got a fucked up beak.
All right.
I'm still with it.
She just loves him for him and his personality.
That's where I'm like, oh, I don't know if that's the real deal.
Is Mickey hot?
Yeah, she's on Community.
Is that show still on the air?
No, it's not. But
okay,
she's actually a really, really fucking cool person.
I've heard a lot of stuff about this show, and I'm gonna start watching it.
Cool.
I've heard a lot of stuff about this show, and I'm gonna say this for the third time.
Yeah,
I've turned a whole corner. I am into the final season of Girls, and I never
seen it.
Never thought that I would say that, but I like that show.
I didn't
think despite the fact that I think that Lena Dunham sometimes gets in the way of herself, she says some crazy off-the-wall shit that it's all been documented here on the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast. She's very fucking talented, and I will admit to this, I'm a little ashamed of it. You've probably seen the Photoshop.
I was just going to bring that up.
The Photoshop that somebody did. I'm not sure who did it. I think it was
you.
No, I don't photo. I wish I had that skill. I think it was Vegas. She's one of the Rapid Pack members. She photoshopped me because Lena Dunham has been naked numerous times. She photoshopped me on Lena Dunham's naked body where you could see her shaven vagina.
Now, you didn't post it just once. I think you've rehashed that one about three times. And it makes me sick every time I see it.
Okay.
And what else I don't like about it is every time I see it, I don't see you, but when it's a small face, like it's a small picture on my phone, it looks like me.
There
so
is
I'm
a
always
version
like tripped out. No,
it's been done with you.
Maybe. And I really, really did not like that happened.
But that Photoshop that I have on my Instagram,
yeah,
which was also posted on my Facebook, got me suspended.
That got you blocked. She blocked your ass, didn't she?
I think Lena Dunham has blocked me on Instagram because I've never met Lena Dunham. I have insulted her.
She should, man. She should block you. I'm with her on
you,
that.
Man.
No, for real.
Well,
like,
the fact that she blocked me just goes to show that at one point she was following me. I was never following Lena Dunham.
That's what's up.
Anyway, the Photoshopped picture that I believe somebody on Instagram and Twitter named Vegas something something something.
Is her real name Vegas?
I don't know. No, she's probably from Vegas, but she's cool. She does funny stuff. It got me blocked. It got me suspended off Facebook for, I believe, 21 days.
It's fucked up.
It is fucked up. Mark Zuckerberg doesn't have a sense of humor. He thinks he's so cool because he's so fucking rich.
He's not fucking with your page, man. He's not the one that
blocked
your page.
But he created the rules like, oh, we don't have that. This is the environment of safety.
You can't put Michael Rapport's face on a naked Lena Dunham.
But you could put Lena Dunham naked?
Sure.
No. No. Well, that's offensive. That's offensive to me.
Actually, you can't. You can't be naked on Instagram.
So the Lena and Instagram and didn't get blocked. I never had any trouble from Instagram or Twitter, but Facebook, me nude with Lena Dunham's body, got me blocked.
I respect
that.
But
if Lena Dunham had posted the same picture actually of her nude, she wouldn't get blocked? Not blocked, suspended.
She would get suspended for putting that on Instagram. 21-day
suspension. I mean, what the fuck, man?
Because I asked you, I said, why are our videos not linking up to your Facebook?
And I told you I got suspension. And I didn't want... going on now for 2 weeks, and I'm ashamed.
That gave me a good laugh.
You think that's funny? That
I think
I
it's hilarious.
Suspended. I don't think it's funny at all. Now, have you been dating? I noticed at your new apartment, do you have a space light set up?
Of course.
Okay, because...
Well, it's the same space light that got me through college. It's still rocking. And I've unless I'm going to get like some kind of deal with this space light on Amazon, I don't even want to fucking promote this company anymore.
Do you really think you've given the space light company some actual sales?
In all, like, I'm being totally for real with you. I swear to you, I think I've probably gotten 100 people. No bullshit. This is totally off, just me being totally straight up with you. I think 100 people, because they've sent me photos of the package arriving. Now, these space lights are not cheap. They're $105
right, so it's
on
a
Amazon.
Commitment. It's a commitment.
It's a commitment. Okay, you know what you're getting.
Yes.
And it changes lives. Someone had also told me that they never drank tequila, and then they got Milagro tequila.
Okay.
They picked it up, and it changed their life.
Okay. Okay.
They're an alcoholic.
Okay. I'm asking you a question.
What was the question?
Have you been dating? Has there been any new women? The chronicles of the shooter shooting, the chronicles of the of a young shooter just trying to skeet. How's it been going as of late? What's the latest?
It's been a little quiet, but
why is that?
Just because I've been kind of like in work mode. I'm trying to do the Clippers thing, and like, you know, when I'm there's a lot of it's
fucking
a lot of effort.
Spit it out.
A lot of the time, it's a lot of effort.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
you know, it's
is.
Like you
I
gotta.
Imagine.
It's the money, the going to get the drink, going to do this, going to get that. It's been good, but I'm just like I needed a little breather from it.
I like that. You, I gotta say this about you. As much as we talk about the shooter shooting and chasing girls. You're not, and I don't want to use this in a derogatory way because I don't like saying, you're not a pussy hound.
No, I'm not a savage.
You're not a savage.
Not at all.
No.
If I'm sick, like we talked about this, like I was sick the other week.
And you had an opportunity to go out with a girl and you showed me the picture. I was like,
but I was
you need
sick.
To jump
I'm not
on that.
I'm not trying to get anybody sick. And not only that, but I'm
a
not
gentleman.
Trying to like sniff around, you know, like be like sniffly in bed. I just like, I need to be on my game when I'm going out.
Okay. So have you, but have you had any dates, any incidents that are worth mentioning on here? Or should we move forward to the next subject?
No. This actually, it's funny that you say that because I have a story for you.
What is it?
That was
what is
wasn't
it?
Funny at the time, but it's funny to look back on it now.
I think it was funny at the time.
Oh, you know what this is?
No, but I think it was funny at
it
the time.
It definitely was.
If you're saying it wasn't funny at the time, I think I'm here to tell you
okay,
it probably
well, you'll
was
tell
funny
me,
at the
well,
time.
Why don't you tell me after you hear the story? Basically, there had been a girl that I haven't brought up on this podcast, but I've been consistently seeing, you know, it's kind of one of those girls that it's really late. She'd come by. Mm-hmm. She'd drive from far places to come see me.
Oh, we call those a jump off.
Sure. Is that what they call it? A jump
off? Did you ever go to the movies?
Never.
To dinner?
Never. Once. I had to do
lunch?
That once. No.
Like go get coffee
no,
and
just
like, talk
late,
about
just
books?
Late night. You know, just
did you ever
late
go
night?
Get coffee and talk about books you've read?
No.
Okay. Jump off.
Okay. So sure. This is the jump off. Okay. So I had this girl. I think she might have gotten a little too attached. I don't know. I should have made it clear from the start that I was not looking for anything serious.
And she was a jumbo. Ladies, I want to give you a piece of advice. I know that mostly men and guys listen to the podcast, but if you're looking for love, if you're looking for a true relationship, if from the beginning you're not going out, you're not spending time in the world, and you're just coming over late, and you're not sort of being touted around in public, then just know, and it doesn't mean you're being used, just know that that's probably the way things are going to be, and it's going to be...
For a little bit.
Jump off status.
Unless I'm like...
And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with it. Some girls like, yo, that's what is cool. But I'm saying, don't be surprised in 3 months after just coming over late night on the late night creep shit, like TLC, because I creep. Okay. Yeah, I do it on the down low. Shout out to TLC.
Okay.
You know, later on, if you want a little something more, like, oh, can we go get some ice cream and talk about books?
Right.
Then it might not be the relationship for that. Continue. Sorry.
No. Anyway. So yeah. I just it wasn't on my radar to be exclusive with somebody like exclusive with this particular girl.
Yeah.
Let's call her Laura.
Why don't we call her Mickey, like the show Love?
Okay, let's call her Mickey.
Okay, but it's
let's
not really that her.
Okay, so Mickey, okay? So me and Mickey have been seeing each other for a little bit. It's been months. We know what we're getting. Every time I hit her up, it's kind of this thing.
When you say hit her up, you mean actually hit her up.
Like pick up my phone.
Oh,
and,
okay.
Like,
I thought you
text her
I thought you
and be like, what are you up to tonight? Up.
Okay, nope. Go ahead.
So anyway, she'll come over, this and that. So this particular night that happened recently,
yes.
I was hooking up with her.
Yes, sir.
We were... you know, getting a little foreplay action going, whatever.
Yes.
I start, whatever, I'm keeping
like
it totally real.
Yes.
I start going down on her.
Going down on her. You were going to give her some skull.
Please don't ever say that again. That's the first time I've ever heard that.
You were
going to
give her some dome.
Sure, we could say that. I was going to give her some dome, but
some
don't
skull.
Say I'm going to... Sure.
Okay.
It just sounds... You always turn these things... Like, make this shit sound so
I just wanted
graphic.
To be clear. I just want the people
no,
to understand.
I think they're clear when I say I'm going down on her. That I don't need to say
some people
I'm
might
giving
say
her
you
some
mean
skull.
Giving her some skull.
No. No one has said that.
Some
I've never
brain?
Even fucking... I've never heard that. Never heard that.
Some dome.
I respect the imagination, but it's also really... It,
okay,
it
so you
want to
call
it
skull, dome,
I'm
brain.
Just going to say I went down on her.
Okay.
I gave her some dome.
Okay.
Okay, I gave her some dome. Anyway, so I'm going down. I'm about to give her some dome.
Yes.
So I'm going down there. The music's bumping. The what space lights on. What am I playing at this particular?
You don't have to remember. You can say I don't remember.
I don't know. I got a playlist full of good
shit. But the space light is on.
Space light's on.
And the image is on your ceiling, and it's like
you walk into
the
fucking
galactic.
Like planetarium over
okay.
here.
Okay. Okay. Yes.
It's really it's special.
The music's playing.
Music's yeah.
Space
the
light's
music,
on.
Yes.
And you're giving her some brain.
I asked you nicely the first time. Don't say it like that.
Okay.
Okay?
Because yes,
that's not how I fucking talk.
Yes,
I want
sir.
People to associate me with you and your yes. fucking language.
Yes, sir.
Okay, whatever. But anyway, getting into it, I'm about to dome her up, this and that.
Yes.
We start getting into it. It's really nice vibe. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, she taps me and she goes, hey. And I was like, oh, what's up? Like, I thought I was doing something wrong. I didn't know what was going on. She goes, I just want to make sure that, you know, before you're doing this for me, we're going somewhere with this. And I was like, we're going, what do you mean we're going somewhere? Like, I'm thinking like, where are we going? Like, I didn't know she wanted to go to like, to go get food after what I didn't know what she meant. And I said, what do you mean where we're going? And she said, I just want to make sure this is going into like a relationship. And I'm down there while she's saying this. And I'm like, fucking lights on, like, oh shit. I couldn't believe that she's saying it now while I'm down there. And she says, yeah, you know, that we're leading into a relationship, like kind of a boyfriend, girlfriend exclusive territory.
She's saying this at that
that particular moment. This is when she's saying it while I'm down there. Okay. It wasn't like we did this and then afterwards we're laying down and, oh, by the way, you know, I just wanted to ask you where how you feel about this
right.
whole thing, right? So I'm down there and I got up kind of slowly after that and thinking in my head, oh, you know, I've made a big mistake here. I don't know what I'm doing, but this clearly should have been handled a little differently. And I told her, I said, you know, I got through, I was in a bad breakup, which, mind you, this has been kind of my excuse lately
for the past 10 years
for the past 5 years, and it is the truth. I was in a really fucking
but that
whatever.
Was 5 years ago.
It was about four years ago, but we're not counting.
I think
the
five
years.
Like no, I think four, you're still five. Trying to use it.
Okay, whatever it is.
Five?
But yeah, it affected me a lot.
Okay,
so I just said, look, I you know, was in something really bad,
and while this is going on, you're butt ass naked. Your hairless body is butt ass naked.
Yeah, well, it's not hair. I mean, it's not totally hairless. I mean, my father's not a hairy man.
Okay,
so,
I got it. But I'm saying, but you're butt ass naked.
Yeah,
and hairless.
Pretty much. No, we don't have to. Why, you keep saying hairless at the end of it.
Because I noticed you're growing a beard. And
yeah,
you
I have a beard, and the sideburns just started growing in.
And it's you're actually proud of
filling
your sideburns.
Yeah, I'm proud of it now. It's actually filling out, so I'm a little excited about that. I've been waiting a long time for it.
Got it. Got
it's finally coming. I'm almost 27.
Yes, sir.
Better late than never.
When's your birthday?
May 30th.
Okay.
I'm a Gemini. It's coming up. I'll be 27 May 30th.
Yes, we got to have a party.
Thank you, brother. And a gift would be great. Because I got you that wedding gift / birthday gift the other week.
Yeah,
I got you a really nice.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay,
man.
So
ahead.
Anyway,
got
I had
a dope ass
sorry,
candle.
We're segueing into other shit. So,
so how did you get out of this? Because
so
like,
I said
you need to be David Blaine to get out of this.
Exactly.
This is some Chris Angel shit.
Exactly. So I'm now up and kind of like talking to her like it's fucking therapy session all of a sudden, and I'm like, look, you know, I was in a really bad relationship, and I'm just not ready for something like that. I didn't really know, and all of a sudden she starts crying.
Jesus.
And I'm like, fuck, I'm really like, I don't know what the fuck to say, you know, like, I didn't know it was like that. And she starts crying. She goes, I just thought it was like this and blah, blah, blah. And you're hitting me up and, you know, I don't want to do this. And I had nothing but respect for her. And she, and I was like, look, I'm just not ready for that. And she was like, all right, well, that's it then. You know, don't call. And she left my house and I texted her and whatever. And I was like, look, I'm sad that like, you're upset. I really didn't mean to be like, I didn't want to like treat you like that and be like that guy. But, you know, I mean, when you're coming over at fucking midnight or whatever it is.
For how many weeks?
This is months.
Months.
So I maybe
anyway,
I should have clarified
question,
that.
Question. Had you waited months
what?
To actually give her some dome?
No.
So do you think it was your dome game is that insane that it brought her to tears?
I like where your head's at. And I like that that's on the record. I'm going to go with that. I'll go with the latter
okay.
on that one.
Okay.
I'm excited to hear you say that, brother. It really means a lot to
yo,
me to hear you say that.
I don't know. But
no,
I'm saying maybe you're so good at it that you could bring a woman to tears. Like that's some powerful shit.
I really would hope that's the case.
Yes, Shooter.
So we kind of ended things after that. And
did you ever see her again?
I haven't.
Like that she's got boundaries.
And you know what? I'm telling you right
but
now.
But she should have got to that like week one.
Long time ago.
Sweetheart, you're sweet. You're nice. And you know, I know this day and age, if you call a woman sweetheart, like they could take
it. Yeah, it's very condescending.
But it shouldn't be. It shouldn't be condescending.
Sweetheart? I mean, I say it, I feel like a dick. When I go, if you're saying it genuinely, sweetheart, this isn't going to work out.
No, but if you're saying it like a dick, but if you're saying sweetheart.
No, I would say Mickey.
Baby girl.
Listen, I didn't realize that.
Honey.
Whatever.
Mickey.
Mickey.
Beautiful Mickey.
And she was really cute.
I haven't taken you, I haven't been in the light of day with you in 3 months. We've never spent time when the sun is up.
Well, she would, no bullshit, come over at, and this is a little, this, I can't say
No
this.
One knows who Mickey really is.
I know.
No, say it. You're going to say it. You're going to say it right now.
Okay.
Because your face is blushing. You need to get it off your chest.
Okay. I'm going to say it.
Say it.
But,
see what? You never saw the light of day with her.
I was,
what?
I was
fucking
house sitting for you at one point, right? You went out of town.
Yeah,
I did have sex in your bed.
You're a motherfucking asshole.
I swear on my
you're
life.
You're a fucking.
I actually
dick.
Did have sex in
Let
your
me
bed.
Tell you
I did wash the sheets the next day.
I don't give a fuck.
No, I did wash the sheets the next day.
You know
day.
What? First of all, I'm gonna tell you something.
What's up?
I got rid of that mattress. I now sleep on a Casper mattress.
Oh, nice.
Second
That's a good
of all,
mattress.
You're never house sitting for me again, and I hope anybody who's considering having you to house it for them that's listening to this Iron Rapport Stereo podcast, this guy will fuck in your
no,
bed.
No, I won't.
Despite the
Just
fact
you, I,
that my house has plenty of other rooms and options. You had a whole guest house. You're a fucking dirtbag scumhole. Okay?
You also said that...
I don't even want to fucking continue anymore. You also said, what else did you do when you were house sitting?
Well, I just feel like it was like a bonding
you
experience.
You fucked in my
way.
Bed? Fuck
your
you,
Your bed?
Man. Yo.
I washed the sheets, but I appreciated you... Letting me house sit.
Is there anything else to this fucking story?
No, that's about it.
That's it. Done. All right. I'm sorry. Things had to end that way. This fucking guy's a pain in the ass. I don't even know if I still want him to come to the San Francisco show Tuesday, May 9th. But tickets are available at www.ironrapporttour.com. I'm sorry that this podcast had to end so abruptly. This guy's fucking driving me crazy. I didn't plan things to end so abruptly. But yo, Iron Rapport Tour, go to www.ironrapporttour.com for tickets. If you want a Butter Soft t-shirt, we got them on sale right now. Promo code is DINGO, okay? 15% off some of them. All fantasy football tees and the Loaf Walk shirt has been reduced dramatically, okay? Promo code is DINGO. Go to www.districtlines.com/IamRappaport. That's districtlines.com/IamRappaport. Michael Rappaport, a.k.a. the Gringo Man Dingo, and Dean Collins, a.k.a. the Young Shooter. We out.